Contemporary Redux opens mm-hmm. January 23rd. This is a sampling, Amy, of contemporary art from the permanent collection?
Yes, correct. So during our construction project for our new special exhibition gallery, our collection has been, for the most part, offline. So we're presenting two exhibitions from our permanent collection, both highlighting new gifts. And Contemporary Redux focuses on artists making work from 1970 to present day and involves some great visitor favorites as well as new work that we have yet to present to the public. It's about 60, a little over 60 objects, so it's a big exhibition.
And Contemporary Redux is something that you curated, correct?
I did, yes.
And these are all, when you say new gifts, these are all, what type of a time frame?
Probably, I'd say for the last 8 years, we've received new gifts from a variety of sources, from artists and wonderful donors throughout the nation. And for a variety of reasons, we haven't had a chance to present those yet. So I'm very excited. There's a new multiples collection of objects by artists such as Jeff Koons and Kara Walker and others. There's a huge segment of artists from our community that has work in the exhibition, like Ann Glover and Beth Shively and Bob Salkin. We also are showing some great favorites, including a beautiful photograph from an Australian artist named Rosemary Lang, and a large sculptural installation by Petticoin.
Are there still, Amy, a lot of things that the public has never seen or hasn't seen for a long time that are in the permanent collection?
That's a great question. Typically, museums show between 5 to 10% of their permanent collection on view at any given time. So yes, there are still many, many treasures in the vault, and we are actively acquiring. Our focus is on American art with a specialization looking at artwork made by artists in the Mid-Atlantic region.
We're talking with Amy Moorfield, Deputy Director of Exhibitions and Collections at the Taubman Museum of Art. Let's talk about A Portrait of Washington, the Man, the Soldier, and the President. This sounds like something up my alley. Opens February 6th. Art, personal effects, and historic objects from the time period. There's a Charles Wilson Peale portrait, battle scenes, kind of a history buff's delight.
I'm very excited about this exhibition. We're working with a private collection as well as the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, Mount Vernon, and the National Museum of American History, part of the Smithsonian Complex. And it really is meant to be a true portrait of George Washington around who he was, he as a man, as a soldier, and as a president. So we have objects like this beautiful miniature painting that he commissioned to give to his wife, Martha, when he became president. So this wonderful portrait, and this, you know, it's probably 2 inches in circumference, and on the back of it is a lock of his hair.
Wow.
We'll be showing paintings depicting him, like a great painting by Charles Wilson Peale of Washington at Yorktown, as well as objects that he carried. We have the map, the battle map of Yorktown that he carried on his person during the war, as well as his attaché and dispatch case.
And where are a lot of these items coming from?
Well, they're coming from a variety of sources. As I mentioned, they're coming from different museums, as well as a private collection, a George Washington history buff.
Just for background, how long an exhibit like this, Portrait of Washington, how long does it put to assemble something like that?
It's taken about 2 years I've been working on this exhibition, and that's fast-tracking it. Typically, you want about 5 years to work on an exhibition. That's not always the case. And in order to secure these very important loans from different museums, it takes at the minimum a year.
Wow. And in some cases, is it a reciprocal agreement, Amy, where they're expecting to get loaners from the Taubman, or is that ultimately what's going to happen?
Well, it's never really a reciprocal agreement. If we have an object that another institution is interested in borrowing and their facility meets the requirements to take care of it, then we would be delighted to loan it. But that's not necessarily always the case. This is the first time our institution has worked with Mount Vernon and the National Museum of American History in D.C. So we're very excited about that.
So I would imagine for something like that, they come down and scope out the museum
they
and
did.
The climate and the whole thing. They're really probably cautious about lending things out.
We did have a site visit, and it was a great one, and had an opportunity to talk about the exhibition and show a model of the exhibition and the proposed ideas that we had in play for that. I paid a visit to both Mount Vernon and the National American History Museum, and of course the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts too, and got to go and look in the vault and see wonderful objects. It was a lot of fun.
You have a fun job.
I do. I'm really lucky.
We're talking with Amy Moorfield, Deputy Director of Exhibitions and Collections at the Taubman Museum of Art. Just a couple more questions. The other one we wanted to bring up, a new exhibition coming up, is Friends and Neighbors. Again, this is a celebration of the collection. I guess the permanent collection opens February 13th. And again, a lot of art never seen before, and this is something you also had a hand in curating.
Yes, this is what we like to refer to this exhibition as a giant thank you to the community. For those individuals who either made the work that we'll be presenting or also lend donors who have been very generous and given work for the museum to take care of. Again, it's objects that have not yet seen the light of day in the galleries. So we're very excited about presenting everything from a very important Thomas Eakins painting to some of the rifles he took with him on his travels, for example. It's meant to not only show the artwork, but also kind of put it in context with other objects, photographs, jewelry, furniture, etc.
Is it kind of fun curating a show like this?
It's a lot of fun. And I will say I worked very closely with our registrar, Mary Legue, and we've really, you know, as well as our education department, to really create a wonderful and rich opportunity for our visitors.
All right. Any artist talks involved with any of these openings?
We are actually celebrating these three exhibitions on February 18th. Carol Cadu from Mount Vernon will be giving a talk at 5:30. As well as we'll have a variety of artist talks in the gallery starting at 7.
Okay, that's on the 18th. Is that for members only?
It is not. Okay. It is open to the public. There'll be a small ticketed fee for non-members.
Okay. Before I let you go, things still on track with the new gallery opening in March for the Norman Rockwell exhibition?
Things are going wonderfully well. We just had the floors finished. We're starting to climatize the space. We're ready to go and very excited about bringing Norman Rockwell to Roanoke.
And admission this year is still free except for ticketed events?
We're very thrilled that admission is still free from Haley as well as AEP. They both came in to provide support for our free admission.
And last question, talk about, Amy, why membership, though, is still important.
Well, membership it's kind of like building your own club. I think people would like to be part of something and help build something. And membership to the museum allows you access, for example, free admission to the Norman Rockwell Museum, Norman Rockwell Museum exhibition. It is a ticketed exhibition. If you're a member, you get to come for free. It allows you access to our member openings, to special talks. And you generally, I hope people feel good about themselves. I'm a member and hope that you'll become a member too.
All right. Amy Moorfield is Deputy Director of Exhibitions and Collections at the Taubman Museum of Art. And Amy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.